Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's pick a net negative. I said earlier in the Rico that the Rico I'm the Man Now star of the series to me is Brandon Waddell. For what he did out of the bullpen in the one game that was competitive, he pitched three scoreless innings, only allowed one base hit, and kept the game that was 3-1, 3-2, 3-2 until the seventh inning. Unfortunately, the Met bats did nothing, and then the bullpen let it slip away in the eighth inning. Hoff, would you agree that if we have, because I believe we have to pick a Rico star of the series no matter what, and a net negative no matter what. Got a lot of crap for picking net negatives when they were winning all the time. I think that is that's the hard, fast rule. Would you agree it's Brandon Waddell, or is there somebody else that I'm ignoring conveniently?
I mean, maybe Richard Lovelady for coming back and not being terrible.
No, he came back. Oh. He gave up two runs in two innings. What are you talking about?
He wasn't as terrible as some other guys.
Okay, that's just proof you agree it's Brandon Waddell.
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to find something else positive, but it was tough. Do you say you can't put Carlos Mendoza there for getting tossed, right?
Nah. No managers, no GMs, no presidents, no hitting coaches. That's easy.
You with these rules. I mean, come on.
So the origination of the Rico I'm the Man Now star of the series is when I score games, I have an Evans star of the series, star of the game, the every game. Now I don't stick it to just Mets. So like, for example, there'll be a pit like O'Neill Cruz won it, I think, for the finale of this series against the Pirates. It's always a player. It's not two players. It's not three players. It's not a manager. It's not a coach. I feel it's a hard and fast rule. And quite frankly, Brandon Waddell deserves credit.
Because
if the Met offense does anything, we would be giving him the Rico I'm the Man Now star of the series with a smile on our face. So Brandon Waddell it is. You don't have a counter. The net negative, though, we got a lot of options. Who jumps out at you, Hoff?
I mean, I am so anti-Paul Blackburn right now, even though it's not really – is it really his fault that he went back in the game? It's his fault he stinks. Brazoban has been terrible. I mean, I'm ready – you're not going to DFA Brazoban, but you can opt him out and opt him and send him down to the minors. So I'm there. I mean, I like to always go the one guy like that, that, hey, he's here for a day. Let's give him, slap him with the net negative like Colin Poche. But that's a little bit too much because it's not all his fault that they lost three freaking games and get slaughtered. But if there's one guy I'm going to have to choose, I think it might be Mark Vientos because he was terrible. 1-13.
That's a good call right there. That was so I wrote down five candidates. Candidate number one is David Peterson. The tone of this series was set in that second inning by David Peterson. He was awful. And against this kind of lineup, against the bottom of the order, I think David Peterson, as much as we love him, we've handed him the Rico I'm the Man Now star of the series twice. He had that complete game a few weeks ago. Fantastic. I think the tone of this series, and really the guy that they needed to get a good start from, because he's done it before, was David Peterson. So he's a candidate. You mentioned Paul Blackburn. I get the rain sucks, but he still came out and, much like David Peterson, gave up base hit to the bottom of the order. I think Frankie Montas is a great option, considering he took them out of the game in the first inning. I think Waskar Brazoban is an option, as you talked about, from Saturday night's game, in which the Mets had a chance to come back, and who knows what would have happened in the ninth inning down 3-2. I mean, I guess we do know what would have happened in the ninth inning. They would have done nothing. But Mark Nientos is a good one offensively. I mean, let's not forget, despite the Mets giving up 30 runs in these three games, they scored four. Like, their offense deserves a lot of crap for what happened here. And I'll go through the regulars and tell you how they did. Soto 3-for-10 with a walk. Alonso 3-for-12. Nimmo 4-for-11. McNeil 2-for-8. Beatty 3-for-11. The two bad ones were Mark Vientos and Francisco Lindor. Lindor went 1-for-12. He did have that double in game two, in which he scored a run. And we thought briefly, oh, here we go. We're in good shape. Mets take a 1-0 lead. But that was his only hit in the series. And then you got Mark Vientos at 1-for-13. And especially Vientos batting second, which I did not love. He struck out coming out of the rain delay, which I thought was a big spot. And then I mentioned the 10-pitch at-bat, which was a good at-bat, when the Mets are trying to come back down 6-0 on Sunday, and he strikes out. So there are so many options. I kind of want to go with what you said, though, with Mark Vientos. I want to give it to him. I think there's a lot of pressure on him. I think they need him. And, yeah, we can go with any one of those starting pitchers. I would say it's between Vientos and David Peterson because of the expectations we have for David. Boy, I'm on the fence right now. You want to give it to Vientos, or should go David Peterson?
I'm going to give it to Vientos because you want to know why. He came back. He had a chance every day to do something because, I mean, listen, you're up. You're at the dish. You're a DH now, right? I mean, that's all he's got to do is hit the ball, and he's not doing that. And that's a problem. It's been going on all season long. And this one, it affected the entire series. So, yeah, I would say Mark Vientos is definitely your guy.
All right, congratulations. Mark Vientos is now a 4-time net negative winner. But don't worry, Mark, you're not alone. Lindor's won it 4 times. And believe it or not, Juan Soto's won it 4 times. Brandon Waddell, congratulations. You've won your first. Rico, I'm the man now, star of the series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.